First, the appetizer. Now, the meat of it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It was a long campaign of promises and proposals, ideas to tantalize an electorate. Now, more than a month into his presidency, Barack Obama unveils a spending plan that includes a health coverage package that costs more than $600 billion. Today's unveiling will highlight how the president will pay for those proposals. Marketplace's Dan Gretz joins us now. Dan, who are the winners in the plan?
Well, the winners are the middle class and the working poor. First of all, they're going to get an extension of the $400 a year tax cut that was part of the stimulus package. They're also going to get an extension on the Bush tax cuts of 2001 and 2003.
And the losers?
Well, the clear losers are the wealthy. For families that earn more than $250,000 a year, starting in 2011, they're going to see their income tax go up to 39.6%, which is 5 percentage points more than they're paying right now. Obama's also looking to keep the estate tax, and then for families earning more than $209,000 a year, he's looking to reduce the deductions on mortgage interest and charitable contributions from 35 cents on the dollar down to 28 cents.
You know, Dan, if we're talking about tax hikes for the rich, that's not going to generate a whole lot of sympathy. I mean, what's at stake here?
Well, charities rely on these donations, and they're struggling already with the down economy. The fear is that if we reduce the deductions on charitable contributions, those donations are going to go down. And meanwhile, as far as the mortgage interest deductions, you know, the housing market's already hurting, and this certainly won't help.
Well, we talk about this being a 10-year deal, Dan. Obviously, we're early in this process. What's to come?
Well, this 140 pages that Obama is going to be presenting today is just the general outline of his budget, the very beginning of the budget process. We won't see all the details on his budget until August. And then, of course, Congress has to approve it, and there's going to be a major debate on this. So we'll be hearing a lot more about Obama and his spending plan over the coming months.
Marketplace's Dan Gretz joining us. Dan, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
The Dow lost ground yesterday, shedding 80 points, a little more than a percent. NASDAQ and S&P shares lost about a percent as well. European markets are up slightly at this hour. Asian markets closed flat or down just a bit. The Japanese yen today fell to a three-month low against the dollar. Last fall, currency traders piled into the yen, treating it like a shelter amid a global storm. Turns out the shelter's leaking. From Shanghai, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Pick a chart, any chart about Japan's economy, and chances are it's an upside-down hockey stick, far worse than the U.S. Japan's GDP shrank 12% last quarter. Exports last year nosedived 46%. Patrick Bennett at Societe Generale says currency investors are spooked because of the health of Japan Inc., companies like Toyota, Sony, and Panasonic.
They tend to be exporters of big-ticket items, cars, flat-screen panel TVs, that have been exported to developed markets and have tended to be bought on credit. So with the situation in the global economy being as it has, Japanese exporters have suffered tremendously.
Most of the yen sellers are the Japanese themselves. They've decided to take their strong currency overseas and spend it, or they've simply lost faith in their own economy. Today, Standard & Poor's portrayed Japan's picture as, well, substandard and poor. The report thinks the country is headed for its worst recession since World War II. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
A rare copy of the comic book that launched Superman is up for auction. The action comic went for 10 cents back in 1938. Today is expected to sell for maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars. We'll see if the economic fallout acts like kryptonite on this sale.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
More problems for America's banks this week. Bank of America found out that Merrill Lynch, which it bought last year, lost $500 million more than it thought. Citigroup is hemorrhaging cash by the day. The central player in all this drama on these banks' balance sheet is the write-down. It's an accounting term that's getting a lot of attention these days. In this installment of The Marketplace Decoder, Bill Radke explains how it works.
Rather than start with a bank, let's go visit the Johnsons. Mrs. Johnson has been looking at the household financials.
Honey, I know you wanted to build a deck out back. I think we should hold off.
Why? I thought you said we were in good shape.
We were on paper, but now we have to write it all down.
You need a pencil?
No. I mean, write it down like accountants do. When a company's assets aren't worth what they used to be, the accountant, you know, me, writes down their value.
Honey, we're not a company.
But we do have assets. Our investments lost 30%. We have to write them down.
So how bad's the house?
I checked us out on a real estate website. The house was worth $500,000, but now we've got to write that down too.
Oy.
The Johnsons are clearly having a tough time right now, but imagine how things look for America's banks. Dennis Beresford is an accounting professor at the University of Georgia. He says banks and other companies are dealing with write-downs almost every day.
It's simply a loss that a company has had to take as a result of some transaction that they've made in the past.
The accountants record the new lower asset value on the company's balance sheet. Like the Johnsons, they literally write it down. Now, we're not too worried about the state of the Johnsons' portfolio, but we are worried about the banks. They are writing down everything from shares to houses to companies they've acquired.
If a bank writes down the value of its securities or its loans, then they're going to have less capital. That reduces the equity that they have and their ability to make loans in the future.
Fewer loans means less growth, and that's bad news for everyone. But here is some worse news. Banks only have to write down assets if they're willing to trade them. As for the assets a bank wants to hold on to, well, the bank can price those assets at what it hopes they'll be worth. Which means we won't know a bank's true value until it feels like coming clean. I'm Bill Radke for Marketplace.
Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college accountant? How does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.